我们一起同心默祷。
Let us bow our heads and pray in silence.
阿门。奉主耶稣圣名，我们开始我们安息圣日上午的聚会啊，同时也是我们领恩会第二天上午的聚会。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we begin our Sabbath morning service as well as the spiritual convocation.
来唱赞美诗224首。
Let us sing hymn 224. Please be seated.
我们一起来祷告。
We will now pray together.
求神祝福带领我们安息圣日也是我们联恩会的聚会。
We ask God to guide and to bless our Sabbath service, which is also our spiritual convocation.
一起祷告。
Let us pray together.
我们来看希伯来书。
Let us turn to the book of Hebrews.
希伯来书十二章。
Hebrews chapter 12.
希伯来书十二章二十五节到二十九节。
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 25 to verse 29.
二十五节，你们总要谨慎，不可弃绝那向你们说话的，因为那些弃绝在地上警戒他们的，尚且不能陶醉，何况我们违背那从天上警戒我们的呢？二十六节。
Verse 26.
当时他的声音震动了地。但如今他应许说，再一次我不单要震动地，还要震动天。二十七节。
27.
这再一次的话是指明被震动的，就是受造之物都要挪去，使那不被震动的长存。二十八节。
28.
所以我们既得了不能震动的国，就当感恩，照神所喜悦的用虔诚敬畏的心侍奉神。二十九节。
29.
因为我们的神乃是烈火。昨天我们用这段经文跟我们相互的学习。
Yesterday we used these verses for mutual edification.
我们谈到会震动的这个世界。
We talked about a world that is shaken.
这在主耶稣第二次再临的时候，天地都要废去。
When Jesus Christ comes again, even the heavens and the earth will be removed.
我们也谈到最近这个地震带给全世界的很多的灾情啊。
We talked about the earthquake that wreaked havoc on the world.
照主耶稣在马太福音二十四章那边的提醒，这只不过是灾难的起头而已。
According to Jesus' warning in Matthew chapter 24, this is only the beginning of the tribulations.
对于我们已经信主的人来说，我们应该把焦点不是放在灾难的本身，而是灾难所要带来的审判。
For us, we should not put our emphasis upon the tribulations themselves, but we should put emphasis on the judgment that will come after the tribulations.
也就是主耶稣再临的最后的审判。
This is when Jesus comes again, the very last judgment.
那既然是这样，那我们应当要怎么去面对？
Since it is so, how should we face this?
昨天借着这里希伯来书的作者告诉我们。
Yesterday, by the author of Hebrews, it tells us.
既然得了不能震动的国度，就当感恩，照神所喜悦的，用虔诚敬畏的心侍奉神。
Since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us have grace by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear.
我们用感恩的心。
Let us have a heart of thanksgiving.
用虔诚敬畏的心。
And a heart of reverence and godly fear.
照神所喜悦的来侍奉神。
Let us serve God in the way that pleases Him.
这是我们在面对这个主耶稣用地震来提醒我们的同时，我们应有的这个应应之道。
And this is what we should feel and what we should learn when Jesus Christ used the earthquake to remind us.
早上小弟想跟我们继续这个二十九节这一节经文来相互的学习。
This morning I'd like to continue this topic with emphasis on verse 29.
在这里希伯来书的作者提醒我们。
The author of Hebrews reminds us.
我们为什么当这个当用感恩的心用敬畏虔诚的心照神的旨意来服侍神呢？
Why must we have grace in our hearts and serve God with reverence and godly fear?
这里告诉我们，因为我们所服侍的对象，我们的神，他乃是烈火。
It tells us it is because the one we serve, our God, is a consuming fire.
神是烈火，这个到底是什么意思？
God is a consuming fire. What does this really mean?
这对侍奉他的人有什么样的提醒跟要求呢？
And what kind of requirements and reminder does it pose to those who serve him?
在生命记第四章那里。
In the book of Deuteronomy chapter 4.
那边也谈到说神是烈火。
It also tells us that God is a consuming fire.
我们看《生命记》四章的二十四节。
Let us turn to Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 24.
二十四节，因为主你的神乃是烈火，是祭邪的神。
For the Lord your God is a consuming fire, a jealous God.
哦，在这里谈到哦，这个不可以拜偶像，不可以拜其他的神。
Here it tells us that we cannot worship idols, we cannot worship any other gods.
因为我们的神是烈火，是祭邪的神。
Because our God is a consuming fire, a jealous God.
所以我们只能单单的侍奉他。
Therefore, we can only worship God alone.
哦，主耶稣在世上的时候也提醒我们。
When Jesus was on this earth, he also reminded us.
一个人不能够有两个主。
A person cannot have two gods.
哦，不能够又要服侍神，又要敬拜马门。
You cannot worship God and at the same time worship mammon.
哦，因为这样会让我们不是看重这个，就是轻忽那一个。
Otherwise, we would look upon one and look lightly upon the other.
哦，所以神是烈火。
Therefore, God is a consuming fire.
哦，告诉我们只能单单的侍奉他。
It tells us we can only worship Him.
哦，单单属于他。
And we can belong only to Him.
因为他是祭邪的神。
For He is a jealous God.
哦，所以我们在我们的信仰生活，在我们的服事生活里头。
So in our daily spiritual life and in our life of servitude,
只能有一位主。
We can only have one Lord.
单单服侍他。
And we serve that Lord alone.
哦，这是在神是烈火给我们的第一个提醒。
This is the first reminder we receive from God is a consuming fire.
哦，再来我们来看以赛亚书。
Next, let's turn to the book of Isaiah.
第四章哦。
Isaiah chapter 4.
以赛亚书四章第四节
Isaiah chapter 4 verse 4
四节主以公义的灵和焚烧的灵将锡安女子的污秽洗去又将耶路撒冷中杀人的血除尽那时剩在锡安留在耶路撒冷的就是一切住耶路撒冷在生命册上记名的必称为圣在这里告诉我们
Here it tells us
说神要用公义焚烧的灵来除尽他的子民他的百姓
God will use a spirit of judgment a spirit of righteousness to purge his children
除尽他们的污秽
He will purge all of their filthiness
让他们成为圣洁
So that they will become holy
在生命册上有份
So that they will have part in the book of life
所以神是烈火
God is a consuming fire.
也是告诉我们，我们服侍他的人，我们亲近他的人，我们要见他面的人，就必须要圣洁。
It tells us that those who serve him, those who want to draw near to him, those who want to see him, must be clean.
要过着圣洁的生活。
And they must live a life of holiness.
我们再来看利未记。
Let us turn to Leviticus.
利未记的十一章
Leviticus chapter 11
利未记十一章第四十四节
Leviticus 11 verse 44
四十四节我是主你们的神所以你们要成为圣洁因为我是圣洁的在这里神亲自宣告他是圣洁的。
God proclaims that he is holy.
并且要我们成为圣洁。
Therefore, he wants us to be holy.
神是圣洁，所以我们属他的人也必须是圣洁。
God is holy, those who belong to him must also be holy.
当时神选召这个摩西亚伦。
At that time, God chose Moses and Aaron.
那并且高利亚伦以及亚伦的儿子成为大祭司。
He also anointed Aaron and his sons to be the high priests.
高他们为这个大祭司，使他们成圣归神。
He anointed them as high priests and consecrated them as sanctified to the Lord.
其实神原本的用意是希望整个以色列百姓都能够成为圣洁，来归属于他。
Originally, God's plan was for the entire congregation of the Israelites to be sanctified and consecrated to Him.
我们来看出埃及记的十九章。
Let us turn to Exodus chapter 19.
十九章第六节。
Exodus 19 verse 6.
六节，你们要归我做祭司的国度，为圣洁的国民。这些话你要告诉以色列人。
Verse 6, and you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which you shall speak to the children of Israel.
这是神原本的旨意啊。
This was God's original plan.
但因为人没有办法达到神的标准。
But because humans could not reach the requirement of God.
所以神才拣选利未支派来替代。
That is why God chose the tribe of the Levites as a replacement.
那利未支派也没有办法完全符合神的心意。
Yet the tribe of Levites were not able to fulfill the entire heart of God.
才从利未支派另外特选亚伦的子孙啊。
That is why among the Levites, God specially chose Aaron and his descendants.
那神的这个心意什么时候达成呢？
When was God's desire fulfilled?
当主耶稣完成救恩的时候。
It was when Jesus Christ fulfilled the salvation.
神的这个旨意啊，神的这个心意就达成了。
And that is only when the desire of God was fulfilled.
我们来看，彼得前书。
Let us turn to 1 Peter.
彼得前书的第二章。
1 Peter chapter 2.
第九节
Verse 9.
彼得前书二章九节
First Peter chapter 2 verse 9.
唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。在这里谈到耶稣基督宝血所赎回来的子民。
Here it talks about the nation that was purchased by the blood of Christ.
能够满足神一开始要建立那个祭司的国度。
And they are able to fulfill the hope and the plan that God had originally to have a royal priesthood.
所以今天我们每个弟兄姐妹，我们都是祭司国度里头的。
Brothers and sisters, today we are all part of the priesthood.
我们都属圣洁国度的子民。
We are all called the holy nation.
所以我们理当成为圣洁。
Therefore, we must become holy.
再来。
Following.
当主耶稣第二次再临的时候。
When Jesus Christ comes again.
我们每一个人都要站在审判台前面对神。
Each one of us will stand at the judgment seat before God.
我们要怎么面对神？
How are we going to face God?
最基本的要求。
The most basic requirement.
我们来看希伯来书十二章十四节。
Let us turn to Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14.
希伯来书十二章的十四节。
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14.
十四节，你们要追求与众人和睦，并要追求圣洁，非圣洁没有人能见主。在这里告诉我们，要见主的基本要求就是要成为圣洁。
Here it tells us that the very basic requirement to seeing the Lord is to pursue holiness.
因为神是圣洁的神。
For God is a holy God.
神要我们成为圣洁。
Therefore, God wants us to be holy.
我们才能够见神的面。
And only then can we see Him face to face.
那我们昨天谈到说，我们要用服事来等候主的再临。
Yesterday, we talked about how we should continue to serve the Lord while we wait for His coming.
同样的服事的基本条件也是圣洁。
But one of the basic requirements for servitude is also holiness.
看提摩太后书。
Let us turn to 2 Timothy.
提摩太后书第二章。
2 Timothy chapter 2.
二章二十节。
2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 20.
二十节，在大户人家不但有金器银器，也有木器瓦器，有作为贵重的，有作为卑贱的。二十一节
21.
人若自洁脱离卑贱的事，就必做贵重的器皿，成为圣洁，合乎主用，预备行各样的善事。在这里告诉我们，
Here it tells us，
要服侍神的人，圣洁也是最起码的要求。
Those who want to serve the Lord, holiness is the basic requirement.
所以为什么我们要有圣洁的生活？
That is why we must lead a holy life.
因为神是圣洁的。
Because God is holy.
哦，因为他要我们成为圣洁。
And because He wants us to be holy.
因为圣洁才能见神的面。
And because only when we are holy can we see the face of God.
因为圣洁的人才能服侍神。
And only those who are holy can serve God.
哦，所以神是烈火。
God is a consuming fire.
哦，除了提醒我们啊、神是忌邪的神之外
Besides teaching us that God is a jealous God
我们单单只能服侍他
And we can only serve Him alone、
哦、更告诉我们
It also tells us、
哦、我们要过圣洁的生活
We must lead a life of holiness、
哦、那我们要怎么样过圣洁生活
But how can we lead a life of holiness、
哦、圣洁、听起来、哦、仿佛、啊、是很抽象的
Holiness sounds so far-fetched and abstract.
啊，怎么落实在我们的生活当中
？How can be applied to our daily lives?
哦，我们来看啊，箴言的第四章。
Let us turn to Proverbs chapter 4.
箴言第四章。
Proverbs chapter 4.
二十三节。
Verse 23.
二十三节，你要保守你的心，胜过保守一切，因为一生的果效是由心发出的。二十四节
，24.
你要除掉邪僻的口，弃绝乖谬的嘴。二十五节
，25.
你的眼目要向前正看，你的眼睛当向前直观。二十六节
，26.
要修平你脚下的路，坚定你一切的道。二十七节
，27.
不可偏向左右，要使你的脚离开邪恶。啊，在这里，箴言的作者提供我们几个追求圣洁的方法。
The author of Proverbs provides us some tips on how we can pursue after holiness.
在我们的这个心要追求圣洁。
How can our heart pursue after holiness?
言语要追求圣洁。
How can we pursue after holiness with our words?
我们的这个眼目要追求圣洁。
How can our eyes become holy?
我们的行为要追求圣洁。
And how can our actions become holy?
哦，那我们来一一的来看看哦。
Let us look through each point.
哦，首先呢，这里谈到说要保守我们的心，胜过保守一切。
First, it says, keep our heart with all diligence.
哦，因为一生的果效都是从心发出的。
For out of the heart springs the issues of life.
哦，圣经告诉我们说，心里存的是什么，嘴巴就会说什么。
The Bible tells us, whatever is within the heart, the mouth will speak.
哦，我们俗话也这么说，说言为心声，哦，言语啊，是内在心思的一个表达。
And another proverb tells us that whatever we speak is what is hidden in our hearts.
哦，广告这么说啊，说心动不如马上行动。
And the commercials or ads tell us, if your heart is moved, why don't you take action?
有的思想，哦，才会有行为的表现。
You must have the thoughts first before you carry it out in action.
哦，所以这个思想，哦，这个动机。很重要。
Therefore, your thoughts and your motives are very important.
哦，所以圣经在这里要我们，哦，最重要要先保守我们的心思意念。
So the Bible warns us that first we must guard our heart and our thoughts.
哦，就是我们的心哦。
This is our heart.
因为一生的果效，哦，一生的这个价值，哦，都是从心开始，从我们的心思意念开始。
Because the issues of life and our values all spring forth from the heart and from our thoughts.
哦，那我们要保守我们的心思意念哪方面呢
？But in what areas must we guard our hearts and our thoughts?
哦，第一个，哦，我们要保守我们的心，不要骄傲。
One, we must keep our heart from being proud.
哦，在圣经里头
，In the Bible.
哦，我们看到哦，这个大卫他的一生。
We can see the entire life of David.
哦，他因为哦立下的战功，哦，反倒引起他的岳父，哦，就是扫罗王的嫉妒。
And because he was victorious in battle, he incurred the jealousy of Saul, his father-in-law.
哦，当大卫打败了腓力士，挑战了勇士哥利亚之后。
After David was victorious over the Philistine soldier Goliath,
哦，激发了以色列的军哦民心士气啊， 军心士气，打了一场大胜仗回来。
And he won a very victorious battle for the Israelites.
结果啊，在众多妇女夹道欢迎他们的圣战英雄的同时。
And at that time, the maidens of Israel began to sing a song of victory for their heroes.
这些妇人他们歌颂大卫。
And these maidens sang a song for David.
他们唱和跳舞说大卫杀死万万，扫罗杀死千千。
And they danced and they sang and they said, David has slain his 10,000s and Saul his 1,000s.
这一句无心的这个赞美的话却引起了有心的扫罗的嫉妒。
They were just innocent words of praise, but they incurred the jealousy of Saul.
从此就非得除掉大卫不可。
From that moment on, he was keen upon removing David.
用他女儿的婚姻做诱饵。
He used the marriage of his daughter in order to tempt him.
要来杀掉大卫。
He used him to set a trap for him in order to kill him.
让大卫不得不过这逃亡的生活。
And he also forced David to live in a life of the palace.
扫罗因为心中的嫉妒仇恨非得杀大卫不可。
And Saul, because of his jealousy and his hatred, he had to kill David.
放下国家大事不管，成天就是要追索大卫。
He put down all the important national matters, and all his goal was to kill David.
但是神却不把大卫交在扫罗的手中。
Yet God did not put David into the hands of Saul.
最后这个扫罗王面对腓力士大军的侵犯。
In the end, Saul was faced with the Philistine army.
落得战死沙场。
And he fell.
被敌人砍头的这个悲惨下场。
And he was beheaded.
谁是腓力士人的克星啊？
And who was the Philistine who had slain this?
就是当年杀掉腓力士讨战勇士歌利亚的大卫。谁是这个腓力士人最怕的人？就是大卫。
Who was the one that the Philistines were the most afraid of? It was David.
如果扫罗不因嫉妒大卫而排挤大卫，甚至要除掉大卫。
If Saul was not jealous of David and wanted to kill off David,
大卫一定是他手下的一员大将。
David would have been a very important general under him.
除了能够捍卫社稷，更能够保卫扫罗王朝。
Not only could he have protected Saul, he would have kept the kingdom safe.
扫罗怎么会落得被腓力士人砍头的下场？
And Saul would never have met his end, which was to be beheaded by the Philistines.
那为什么扫罗会那么的嫉妒大卫？
And why was Saul so jealous of David?
是因为扫罗的骄傲。
It was because of the pride of Saul.
骄傲跟嫉妒往往是一体的两面。
Pride and jealousy always go hand in hand.
就好像这个一个铜板的两面一样。
It is just like two sides of one coin.
有骄傲就会有嫉妒。
When you have pride, then you will definitely have jealousy.
为什么会嫉妒？就是因为骄傲。
Why will you become jealous of someone? It is because you are proud.
扫罗当王之后。
After Saul became king.
他的心就变了。
His heart was changed.
可以从一些事情看出一些端倪来。
From some situations, you can see the beginnings of his pride.
比如说他等不及撒母耳的来到，他就越了这个祭司的份职份他献祭。
For example, he was anxiously waiting for the arrival of Samuel, but he was impatient, so he took upon himself the duty of a priest and made an offering.
再来，当神借着撒母耳告诉他要消灭那个亚玛利人呢。
And Samuel told Saul that the will of God was for Saul to utterly destroy the Amalekites.
结果扫罗也虽然人是 去执行神的命令，但是却有所保留，没有彻底的执行。
Even though Saul obeyed the command of God, he didn't obey it 100%, and he kept back some for himself.
哦，他为自己建了纪念碑。
He made a memorial cup for himself.
哦，他把这个撒玛利啊不亚玛利王亚甲抓了回来，把这些上好的牛羊哦通通掳回来。
And he kept the king of the Amalekites safe, and he also kept some of the best cattle.
哦，无非啊就是想要留名于后代啊。
And the purpose was for this was so that he could have a good name.
哦，让世人们知道他是多么的伟大。
So that all will know how great he was.
哦，所以扫罗因为他内在心里的骄傲。
Because of the jealousy that was hidden in the heart of Saul.
哦，所以他嫉妒大卫。
Therefore, he was very jealous of David.
到最后自己身败名裂。
And in the end, it caused his own downfall. 哦，
战死沙场被敌砍头。
On the battlefield, he was beheaded by the enemy.
哦，这都成为啊，今天这些骄傲想要强出头的工人最大的见解。
And this is the biggest danger for those who want to make a name for themselves.
所以我们第一个叫求神保守，让我们不要起骄傲的心。
The very first step for us is to pray to God and ask Him to guard our hearts so we will not be jealous.
扫罗能够当王，
Saul could become a king.
是神亲自指定的。
It was because God chose him.
哦，不是靠他争取来的。
He didn't obtain the kingship by his own strength.
扫罗是便雅悯族的。
Saul was from the tribe of Benjamin.
哦，我们从四世纪我们可以看到便雅悯族差一点就整个支派，哦，这个被消灭掉。
From the book of Judges, we know that the tribe of Benjamites almost was entirely exterminated.
所以他真的是十二个支派里头，哦，最少人的。
Indeed, he was the smallest from all the 12 tribes.
如果以现在这个民主制度啊，他要出来选总统的话，哎，还排不到他，可能连哦这个提名联署的人数都不够。
If we put it into modern day words, he probably would not even be nominated as a candidate for the presidency.
但是神却拣选这个最少人的便雅悯支派当中的扫罗，来成为统治整个以色列十二个支派的君王。
Yet God decided to choose from the smallest tribe of Israel, the tribe of Benjamin, and the smallest person Saul to become king over the entire nation of Israel.
很多时候我们能够服侍神。
Many times we can serve God.
并不是因为我们的能力比人家好。
It isn't because we are stronger than anyone else.
我们的信仰比人家好。
It isn't because our faith is stronger than anyone else.
而是神愿意用我们。
But it is just because God is willing to use us.
神愿意给我们更多的恩典。
God is willing to give us more blessings.
所以当我们蒙神所用的时候。
So when we are chosen by God to be used by Him.
有时被神所重用的时候，
especially when we are greatly used by God，
更应当要谦卑自己。
We must be even more humble。
有一个人这么说。
A person once said，
当他自认为自己什么都知道的时候，
at the point when he felt like he knew everything，
他得着了学士学位，
he was able to receive all the knowledge。
当他觉得，他事情只知道一半的时候。
And at the point where he felt like he only knew half of a matter.
一知半解，他得到了硕士学位。
He felt like that was a time when he was truly knowledgeable.
当他觉得他什么事情都不知道的时候，他得到了博士学位。
But when he felt like he didn't know anything at all, he realized that was when he knew the most.
听起来好像是个笑话。
It sounds like this is a joke.
其实这跟谦卑有关系。
But this actually has to do with humility.
所以圣经告诉我们，自认为自己知道什么，其实在他所知道的事情，他仍然是不知道。
The Bible tells us those who feel like they know something, that is when they know nothing.
所以我们第一个要求神保守我们的心，不要骄傲。
So the first, we must ask God to protect our hearts so that we do not become proud.
骄傲来，羞耻就跟着来。
Once pride comes, then will also come shame.
哦，骄傲哦，在败坏之前。
Pride comes before a fall.
哦，人在跌倒之前一定会骄傲。
Before a man falls, he was proud.
哦，这都是圣经给我们的教导。
This is all the teachings that the Bible gives to us.
那刚刚我们谈到嫉妒。
We also talked about jealousy.
哦，那啊，所以我们要求神保守我们的心，哦，不要起嫉妒。
We must also ask God to protect our hearts so that we do not become jealous.
哦，箴言十四章三十节说，嫉妒啊，就好像谷中的朽烂一样。
Proverbs chapter 14 verse 30 tells us that jealousy is rottenness to the bones.
哦，骨头有毛病啊，这个表面上看不出来的。
When you have a disease in your bones, you cannot see it from the outward appearance.
嫉妒也是这样哦。
This is the same with jealousy.
是一种心理的病。
It is a disease of the heart.
表面上是看不出来。
From outside, no one can tell you have this disease.
哦，那刚刚我们谈到说扫罗，哦，他的骄傲也造成他的嫉妒。
And we said how Saul's pride caused his jealousy.
哦，那扫罗的嫉妒带给自己杀身之祸。
But Saul's jealousy brought about his own downfall.
哦，所以我们也要求神哦，保守我们不要嫉妒人。
Therefore, we must ask God to protect us, to keep us from being jealous of others.
哦，圣经告诉我们要看自己看得合乎中道。
The Bible tells us that we must look to ourselves first.
哦，但是看别人呢，却要比自己强。
But when we look to others, we must feel that they are stronger.
哦，人外有人，天外有天。哦，哎，总是啊，哦，有人比我们好。
For there will always be others that are better than us.
哦，比我们行。
And that are better in their abilities than our abilities.
哎，我们处在哦这个瞬息万变的世界里头啊，哦，这个新的科技不断的出来。
And because we live in a world where new technologies are always being developed.
哦，光这个电脑科技就好。
Let us just talk about the computer technology.
哦，小弟记得哦，刚念书的时候。
I remember when I first was studying in school.
我们学的电脑只有四位元而已哦，四个 bit 哦。
The computers that we used only had 4 bits.
那时候八位元的哈，哦，这个 Apple II 的电脑才刚刚出来。
And the 8-bit computers, the Apple computers had just arrived.
哦，那后来这个 IBM PC 也出来了。
And finally, the IBM personal computers arrived.
哎，那个时候的这个中央处理器和，哦，CPU 啊，还是8088、8086的哦。
And the CPU was very slow.
哎，现在后来就什么286、386、486哦，什么 Pentium 1、Pentium 2哦。
And now the CPUs have become much faster.
哦，短短的十多年。
It was within a few short years.
哦，这个科技的进步啊，可以说是一日千里。
But you can say that technology had advanced.
哦，那更不要谈开发出来的那些软体哦，那些作业系统。
Let us not even talk about some of the softwares that have been developed.
我们想想看哦。光这个世上的小学我们都跟不上了。
We can't even keep up with some of the basic knowledge.
哦，更何况说，哦，这个神的学问，哦。
Then how can we keep up with the knowledge that is of God?
我们怎么能什么都知道？
How can we feel that we know everything?
哦，所以，福音工作，哦，牧养工作，教会的服事，哦，就是团队的服事。
Whether it's evangelical work, pastoral work, it is all servitude.
没有任何一个人啊，哦，可以面面俱到，哦，可以，哦，什么都管得到。
There is not one person that could be able to pastor all aspects of the church.
哦，都必须要跟人家搭配。
We all must work with one another.
哦，都必须要学习，哦，与人同工。
We must all learn how to work.
哦，啊，所以我们，当我们看到能力比我们好的。
So when we see a worker whose ability is greater than ours,
信仰比我们好的,
or whose faith is greater than ours,
不但不应该嫉妒, 反而应该要向他学习。
Not only must we not become jealous, we must try to learn from this person.
哦，我们刚刚说骄傲跟嫉妒是一体的两面。
We all say that jealousy and pride go hand in hand.
哦，所以我们也要谨慎。
Therefore, we must become very careful.
哦， 我是不是因为骄傲而嫉妒？
Am I proud and that is why I feel jealous?
好，有个故事说到，坐在古时候的希腊。
There is a story that tells us in ancient Greek.
有一个学者很出名，所以国王很欣赏他，送他一个金子做的椅子。
There was a philosopher that was beloved by the king, so the king sent him a chair that was made out of gold.
所以当这个学者带着国王所赐给他的御室金椅回到他的这个家乡当然受到民众夹道的欢迎啊。
And when the philosopher returned back to his homeland with the gift that the king had given to him, he was well accepted.
他有一个同学就嫉妒他。
And he had a fellow student that was jealous of him.
所以在半路就把他拦下来了。
So midway, he halted him.
二话不说就跳上那个国王赐给他的金椅子上面用力的踩，用力的踩。
And he didn't say anything, but he jumped onto this golden chair that the king had given to his friend, and he started to step on it.
然后对在场所有的人说我帮助我的同学把他的骄傲踩死。
And he said, I am helping my friend to get rid of his pride.
他踩了一阵子跳下来的时候这个国王所欣赏的这个学者不慌不忙地拿起他的手帕把这个椅子擦干净。
And after he finished stepping on the chair, he jumped off. And then the philosopher whom the king had given this chair to took out a handkerchief and started to wipe the chair.
那一边也跟在场的人说，谢谢你把我的骄傲踩死，那我也帮你把你的嫉妒擦掉。
And he said, thank you for removing me of my pride, and now I am going to wipe you out of your jealousy.
嫉妒跟骄傲有时候是连体婴是双胞胎。
Therefore, pride and jealousy are like twins. They always go hand in hand.
除了我们求神保守我们的心不要骄傲跟嫉妒。
So we must ask God to guard our hearts so that we are not proud or jealous.
还有一个就是要求神保守我们的心不要贪婪。
We must ask God to keep greed away from our hearts.
贪心圣经说贪心跟拜偶像一样
God said that greediness is equated to worshipping idols.
我们看以弗所书。
Let us turn to Ephesians.
以弗所书第五章。
Ephesians chapter 5.
五章的第五节。
Ephesians 5 verse 5.
五节，因为你们确实知道，确实的知道，无论是淫乱的，是污秽的，是有贪心的，在基督和神的国里都是无份的。有贪心的就与拜偶像的一样。
For this you know, that no fornicator, unclean person, nor a covetous man who is an idolater has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God.
这里说在神国里头无份的人
Here it tells us about those who have no inheritance in the kingdom of God.
除了这个淫乱污秽的，贪心也是一个。
Besides the fornicators and the unclean person, the man who is greedy is included in the mix.
那这里特别说贪心跟拜偶像是一样。
And it even tells us that the covetous man is like an idolater.
拜偶像当然是犯了诫命是不能得救，神国无份。
And we know that being an idolater commits one of these commandments, and therefore they cannot receive salvation.
那为什么把贪心跟拜偶像画等号
？But why does God equate a greedy man with an idolater?
人为什么会贪心
？Why will man become greedy?
人为什么会拜偶像
？And why will man worship an idol?
就是因为不满足神的赏赐。
It is because they are not content and satisfied with what God has given them.
不满意神的安排。
They are not content with what God has planned for them.
所以人才会贪心啊。
That is why man becomes greedy.
我还要更多。
I want more.
人才会拜偶像啊。
And that is why man will worship an idol.
看你有什么捷径，看你有什么这个特殊的方法可以超越。
They want to find a special way in which they can obtain what they want.
所以贪心跟拜偶像是同样的，不能进神国。
Therefore, the covetous man is equated to an idolater, and both cannot enter the kingdom of God.
那人在哪些事情上比较会犯贪心
And in what aspects of life will man become easily greedy?
在 提摩太前书第六章那里啊。
In 1 Timothy chapter 6.
哦，那边啊，谈到在钱财上的贪心。
It tells us about the greediness in worldly goods.
看第九节。
Let us read chapter 6, verse 9.
六章九节
Chapter 6 verse 9
那些想要发财的人就现在迷惑落在网罗和许多无知有害的私欲里叫人沉在败坏和灭亡中六节啊不十节
Verse 10
贪财是万恶之根有人贪恋钱财就被引诱离了真道用许多愁苦把自己刺透、哦、在这里谈到说贪恋钱财的害处
Here it tells us about the danger of desiring to be rich.
中国人说、哦、万恶淫为首、哦、圣经说、啊、贪财是万恶之根、哦、
And the Bible tells us that desiring to be rich is the root of all kinds of evil.
这同样都是起贪婪、哦、
It all stems from greediness.、
哦、贪婪会让人陷在网罗。
And when you are greedy, you may fall into the trap.
贪婪会让人离开神的道。
To be greedy may cause you to depart from the path of God.
那我们啊，会在什么事情上贪心呢？
And in what areas are we greedy?
在哪些钱财的事上不洁净？
And wherein are we not clean for the love of money?
也许我们有这样的经验哦。
Maybe we have experienced such as these.
我们告诉我们的小孩，等一下哦，我们去吃 buffet 的时候，你跟那个waiter讲哦，你只有五岁哦，那就可以打折。
For example, you bring your kids to eat at a buffet and you will tell your kids, when you go into the buffet, tell the waiter that you're only 5 years old and then you will have 50% off.
或者是哦，去啊、这个哦，这坐车子的时候啊。
Or for example, when you go ride the bus.
你跟司机哦，你跟那个那个卖票的讲哦。你只有五岁、哦、所以就可以买半票。
Or you may tell your kids, when you purchase the tickets for the bus, tell the person that you are only 5 years old, and then you will have a 50% off.、
哦、像这种、哦、不该省的钱、哦、不该拿的好处，你拿了你省了，就是贪心。
In these matters, when you are not supposed to have that discount, but you take that discount,Then you are greedy.
不要认为说这个只会小孩子犯的、哦、这种小事而已、哦、
Let us not think this is a very minor matter.
对新移民、哦、也有很多事情我们会犯了贪心的诫命、哦、
Because then we will be able to be greedy in many other areas.
比如说、一些社会上的福利。
For example, some of the benefits we may receive from the society.
它是给一些特、那个特定的人。
And those benefits probably are, those benefits are provided only for special people.
所以它有一些条件的限制跟规定。
So the benefits may come with some requirements and some conditions.
但如果我们条件不符合。
So if we do not meet the conditions or requirements of receiving these benefits.
但是你却用、用说谎的方法来取得那些、或用这个欺骗的方法来取得那些那些这个福利跟好处。
But if you use lies or you use some sort of deception in order to receive the benefits that were not yours.
这个也是犯了贪心的诫命。
This is also considered committing the sin of greediness.
还有我们在报税的时候。
Also when we do our taxes.
合法的节税我们可以做。
We can report our taxes in a very honest manner.
但是欺骗的逃漏税就是犯诫命。
But if we try to cheat our taxes, cheat on the reporting of our taxes, then we have fallen into the sin of greediness.
在神国就无份哦。
And then we will have no inheritance in the kingdom of God.
所以也许啊，我们平常注意的就是我们不会犯什么杀人啊、奸淫啊、拜偶像啊这些大罪哦。
Many times we are only concerned with not committing murder, not committing fornication.
但是我们对于那十诫里头说不可贪心这个诫命呢、往往就轻忽了。
But we may look lightly upon the commandment that tells us we should not covet.
所以这个我们要小心。
Therefore, we must be very careful.
求神帮助我们。
Let us pray to God to help us.
因为、我们的心得到保守。
Let us pray that our heart can be protected.
哦，我们的言语也会得到保守。
And if our heart is protected, then our words will also be protected.
我们的行为也会得到保守。
And our actions will also be protected.
哦，所以箴言要我们过圣洁的生活。
The book of Proverbs wants us to lead a life of holiness.
特别着重在保守我们的心。
And the main point is in keeping our heart with all diligence.
哦，我们成为圣洁。
When we have become holy,
就能够见圣洁的神
Only then can we see our holy God.
能够属于他
Only then can we belong to him.
能够服侍他
Only then can we serve him.
哦，他成为圣洁的国度的神的子民
To become the holy nation, a holy people of the Lord.
哦，就能够在神不震动的国度里头有份
And only then can we have portion with the kingdom that cannot be shaken.
不会受到这个会震动的世界的潮流的影响
And we will not be affected by this world and this earth that can be shaken.
求神帮助我们每一个人
We pray to God to help each one of us.
我们同心默祷
Let us pray in silence.